Bill Gates is not only a millionaire, he's a billionaire. In fact, he is probably the richest man in the world. Bill is the owner of Microsoft Corporation, the world's biggest provider of software for personal computers. He owns about 270 million shares in the company, and that means he has a fortune of more than $35 billion. Bill Gates was born in Seattle, America, in 1955. His full name is William Henry Gates III. Bill's father, also called Bill, is a retired lawyer, and his mother, Mary, who died in 1994, was a schoolteacher. Mr. and Mrs. Gates always encouraged Bill to do well at school. They offered him 25 cents for every A grade, but it didn't work at first.
"There was a time when I got terrible grades," Bill says. "Then I decided to try harder because I didn't want people to think I was stupid."
At this time, Bill was small and shy, but it was soon clear that he was not stupid. In fact, he was very intelligent. He also argued a lot with his parents. When he was 11, they sent him to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist told them, "You can't beat him in an argument. He will always win." Bill liked to win at other things too. One summer, the children at his school were asked to read some books. Most of the boys read only a few books. Some girls read 15. But Bill read 30. He also enjoyed tests and started to do especially well at mathematics and science. Bill's parents sent him to a private school called Lakeside when he was 12. There, Bill became interested in acting, but that interest did not continue for long. However, he found another interest that did continue: computers. At 13, Bill and a friend called Paul Allen wrote their first computer programs. They spent their evenings working on the computers of a nearby business. Bill's father says,
"Bill enjoyed it so much, he often got up after we went to bed and spent the night there."
Computers gave Bill Gates more confidence. He started teaching other students about them. Then he, Paul Allen, and another friend, Kent Evans, formed the Lakeside Programmers Group. In 1971, at the age of 16, they did their first business deal when a local company asked them to write a program for salaries. At that time, computers were not as popular as they are today. They were not always reliable, and many people, especially the older generation, did not like them. Very few people realized the amazing potential of computers for offices, banks, schools, and the home, but Bill Gates and his friends did.
"We read magazines about very rich people," Bill says. "We wanted to conquer the world."
Sadly, Kent Evans died in a climbing accident, but Bill and Paul continued working together.
"We were true partners," says Bill. "We talked for hours every day."
In 1973, Bill started studying mathematics and economics at Harvard University, on the other side of America. Paul drove thousands of miles backwards and forwards to keep in contact. But although they were partners, there was no doubt that Bill was the boss. He once told Paul,
"It will be difficult to work with me if I'm not the boss."
Bill was only 19 and still at Harvard when he and Paul founded Microsoft in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in April 1975. Their first product, BASIC, was a computer language for the first personal computers. 2 years later, Bill left Harvard before the end of his course in order to concentrate on his career.
"My father was paying for my studies, and they were quite expensive," he says. "I told him I was taking a break and that I planned to go back if I failed."
But Bill did not fail. Microsoft grew so quickly that on January 1st, 1979, Bill and Paul opened new and bigger offices in Seattle. The following year, IBM, the giant international computer company, was trying to develop an operating system for its machines. Microsoft solved the problem with MS-DOS, Disk Operating System. Bill and Paul sold the system to IBM, but kept the licensing rights themselves. It was this deal that helped the two friends to become millionaires. They sold more than 60 million copies of MS-DOS. Unfortunately, Paul became ill and left the company in 1982. He later returned as one of the directors. However, Microsoft continued to grow and to produce new programs, including the applications program Word 1 and the operating system Windows. Windows used instructions with picture icons instead of writing. Like MS-DOS, more than 60 million copies of Windows were sold. In 1986, the company had 1,200 employees. Microsoft was floated on the stock exchange, and Bill moved the company to new offices in Redmond, near Seattle. By 1990, Microsoft was the first personal computer company with sales of more than $1 billion a year. It now sells much more than that every year. Bill has worked incredibly hard for this success. He often works until midnight or even later, and then starts to work again early the next day. Many people are amazed at the amount of information he remembers. They say,
"He's the smartest guy I've ever met."
Bill likes his staff to try to follow his example. Many of the senior people at Microsoft say,
"Microsoft is not a job, it's a way of life."
They spend most of their time at work and even go on trips and holidays together. Around 20,000 people work for Microsoft around the world today. Many of them are in their 20s and 30s, because Bill Gates believes that young people are the most hardworking and ambitious.
"Young people are more prepared to learn and to think of new ideas," he says.
Bill spends a lot of time with his staff. During meetings, he rocks backwards and forwards in his chair. He likes asking questions all the time. He even starts arguments because he wants to make sure that people know as much as possible about the subject. When someone says something he doesn't agree with, he sometimes shouts,
"That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard!"
But people at Microsoft are not frightened of Bill. They know that he enjoys these discussions, and he doesn't simply want people to say yes to him all the time. He needs correct information in order to make quick decisions. Bill says,
"If someone says something that is wrong, other people mustn't just sit there. They should speak. But I've never criticized a person. I criticize ideas."
Bill hasn't got a lot of time for hobbies, but he has always loved driving fast cars. When he was younger, he bought a Porsche 911 and raced it in the desert. On one occasion, the same policeman stopped him twice in one journey for speeding. Bill still loves cars, and the garage of his home today has room for 30 of them. He also plays bridge and golf, and he does puzzles, but he doesn't watch much television.
"I try not to watch TV because I like to read," he says.
Another of Bill's hobbies is collecting pictures, digital pictures. He buys the digital rights to millions of photographs and works of art around the world and sells them to books, magazines, and websites. In 1993, Bill Gates asked 28-year-old Melinda French, a manager with Microsoft at the time, to marry him. It was not an ordinary offer of marriage, though. One Sunday night, Bill and Melinda were flying home from Palm Springs, but Bill diverted the plane to Omaha. A friend met them there, opened a jewelry shop specially for them, and helped them to choose a ring. Bill and Melinda got married in Hawaii on New Year's Day, 1994. 2 years later, their first child, Jennifer Catherine, was born. Bill loves being a father. At one Microsoft meeting, he showed a photograph of his daughter and joked,
"Now, it's not just our competitors that keep me awake at night."
The Gates family have a new home near Lake Washington. It covers 3,700 square meters and cost about $40 million to build. Guests at the house are given an electronic PIN when they arrive. The PIN includes a computer code that remembers each person's preferences.
When you enter a room, your favorite pictures will appear on a wall, Bill says. You can also hear the music you like or a scene from your favorite TV show or movie.
Other rooms in the house include a swimming pool, a library, and a trampoline room. Bill jumps on it to help him relax. Although Bill is a very rich man, he does not like wasting money. When he flies, he sometimes sits in the economy section of the plane. He thinks that too much money can be dangerous.
It takes you away from normal experiences, he says.
Eventually, Bill says he will give away 95% of his money to charities and scientific research. He has already given $200 million to his own charity organization, the William H. Gates Foundation. The foundation gives money to educational and technological projects. When Bill was younger, he and Paul Allen also remembered their old school and gave more than $2 million for a new science and mathematics building. Bill Gates dreams that one day there will be a computer in every home. He also wants people to use more computers in education. Sometimes he meets with world leaders to discuss his ideas.
I want to see every child educated in a fantastic way, he says.
When Bill Gates is involved, dreams like this can come true. Many of his visions have already happened.
Paul Allen and I like talking about the fantasies we had as kids and how they came true, he says.
Another of Bill's visions involved the Internet. In 1995, he and two other authors wrote a book called The Road Ahead about the future of information technology. In the book, he said that the Internet would be the most important development of the future. He also decided to make the Internet a main priority at Microsoft. The Road Ahead was published in more than 20 countries. In America, the book was number one on the bestsellers list for 7 weeks. Bill didn't keep any of the profits for himself, though. He gave the money to organizations that put more computers into classrooms. Although the name Bill Gates is very famous, people don't treat Bill like they treat pop singers or film stars. Once, he went to an event with several celebrities and scientists.
I don't think any of the celebrities recognized me, he says. Some of the scientists did, though, and so did some kids there, because they use computers more.
Another time, Bill was talking loudly in a restaurant when someone from a nearby table walked towards him. Bill thought the man wanted his autograph, but the man did not recognize Bill. He simply wanted him to speak more quietly. In fact, Bill always likes to focus on computers rather than on himself. He says,
I want to tell people that personal computers can do clever things, that software is great, that we have exciting opportunities, and that Microsoft is involved in them.
Bill plans to continue as the head of Microsoft for several years. Then he might find a younger successor and take a different role in the company.
I don't plan to retire to a desert island, he says. I wouldn't meet intelligent people there.
He is still determined to keep Microsoft in its number one position.
We win because we have the best people and because we improve our products until they are the best and the client is happy. We have to continue working hard. We can't rest for a second.
People sometimes ask Bill if one challenge in life, Microsoft, is enough for him. But he has no doubts. For him, Microsoft is like a marriage.
I love my job, he says. I work with smart people. We try to invent new things, and we learn a lot. I think it's the most interesting job in America.